Hello, my name is Hiromi Isobe. I am from Japan. I came to United States 3 years ago. Now I live with my husband and two cats in Washington, D.C. Momotaro, Peach Boy, is my favorite story. A long time ago, there was an old man and his old wife living in the country in Japan. They were a very kind and honest couple. They were happy together, however, they didn't have a child. The old man was a woodcutter. One day, he went into the mountains to cut the firewood, and the old woman went to the river to wash some clothes. She heard some noise from the upper street of river. Dombriko, 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 dombriko. She saw something floating down the river. Dombriko, dombriko. Dombriko, dombriko. Oh my, what a wonderful peach! It was the biggest peach that she ever saw in her life. She pulled the peach out of the river and brought back home to show her husband. That evening, when the old man returned home and saw the peach. Wow, that's an amazing peach. It looks beautiful and smells so sweet. Let's eat it right now. The old woman brought a big knife from the kitchen and was getting ready to cut the peach in half. Wait, don't cut me, said a voice. Suddenly, peach split open and a beautiful baby boy jumped out of the peach. The old man and a woman were filled with joy. What a cute little baby boy. He must be a gift from the gods. They were very happy and they took the baby to be their son. Since he was born from the peach, they named him Momotaro, which means peach boy. They loved Momotaro very much and raised him to be a fine boy. Momotaro became a fine, strong young boy. He always helped the old man and old women with their house chores. When he was about 15 years old, he went to his parents and said, Father, Mother, you have been very kind and love me so much. I am big boy now. I must do something to help you and my country. In a distant part of the sea, there is an island named Onigashima, Ogre Island. Many wicked ogres live there, and they often come to our land and do bad things like carry people away and stealing their things. So I am going to go to Ogre Island and conquer the ogres. Please let me go. The old man and the old woman were surprised to hear this. They were concerned about dangerous journey. But at the same time, they were very proud of Momotaro for wanting to help other people. The old woman said, Well, then, I am going to make you the best millet dumplings. When you eat just one of these dumplings, you will be blessed with the strength of 100 men. She put the dumplings in the little bag for Momotaro to carry. Momotaro, I trust you will have a victory and a safe return home. Then the old man gave him a sword, armor, and a banner that said, Nippon Ichi, which means number one in Japan. Momotaro began his journey, promising his parents that he would come back soon. Momotaro went walking toward the sea. It was a long way. As he went along, he met a spotted dog. Momotaro, Momotaro, where are you going? The dog asked. I am going to Ogre Island to conquer the bad ogres. Momotaro, Momotaro, what is in your bag? Japan's most delicious millet dumplings. Well, if you give me one, I will follow you wherever you go. So Momotaro gave the dog one of the dumplings, and the dog marched along with him. In a little while, they met a monkey.
Momotaro! Momotaro! Where are you going?
The monkey asked. I am going to Ogre Island to conquer the bad ogres.
Momotaro! Momotaro! What is in your bag?
Japan's most delicious millet dumplings.
Well, if you give me one, I will follow you wherever you go.
So Momotaro gave the monkey one of the dumplings, and the monkey marched along behind him. After marching a little longer, Pheasant came along. Momotaro, Momotaro, where are you going? The pheasant asked. I'm going to Ogawa to conquer the bad augurs. Momotaro, Momotaro, what is in your bag? Japan's most delicious millet dumplings. Well, if you give me one, I will follow you wherever you go. So Momotaro gave the pheasant one of the dumplings, and the pheasant now flew along with them. So with Momotaro as their general, the spotted dog, monkey, and the pheasant, who usually hated each other, all became good friends and followed Momotaro faithfully. They walked a long, long way and finally reached the sea. At the edge of the shore, Momotaro built a boat. They all got into the boat and started across the sea toward Ogre Island. When they came within the sight of the island, they could see the ogre had a very strong fort there. And there were many, many, many ogres. Some of them were red, some blue, and some black. First, Pheasant flew over the wall of the fort and began to peck at the ogre's head and eyes. While the ogres were looking, the monkey slipped up and opened the gate of the fort. They rushed into the fort and started fighting ogres inside. It was a terrible battle. The monkey scratched ogre's face with long nails, and the dog bit their legs. Momotaro cut them with his sword. Since each had eaten the delicious dumplings the old woman made, each had the strength of 100 men. Some ogres were screaming and running away, and finally, the chief ogre fell to his knees and apologized for their bad behavior. If you leave us, I will give you all of the treasures. I will promise that we will never do bad things again. It was the most wonderful treasure you can imagine. There was much gold and silver and many precious jewels. There was a coat and hat that makes you invisible. And a hammer that made a piece of gold every time you hit it on the ground. And many other wonderful things. The ogres carried their treasures to Momotaro's boat and loaded them for him. When Momotaro and followers reached the shore, they loaded all of the treasure into a wheelbarrow and triumphantly marched home. That's our boy, Momotaro, Japan's number one peach boy. The old man and the old woman were very happy to see him return safely. With all treasures Momotaro brought home, they lived together very, very happily.